This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. You're listening to Betting Weekly Bundesliga on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly Bundesliga podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. I'm Rob Daly and with me, former Premier League defender, Bundesliga broadcaster Chris Perry and betting expert George Gamble. Great to see you both. George, good work filling in presenting after I lost my voice.
Yeah, it was, to be fair, it was all right, to be fair. But
he obviously... did good, mate. Very good. Yeah. I thought Nigel wasn't going to ask me back.
I speak so quickly, so I was like, I need to make sure I do a good job of this. But no, pleased to see your back. See the throat's on the mend, I hope.
What did you think of George's presenting, Chris?
For
you,
I thought it was really good, actually. And it was kind of just like having a chat with a mate down the pub. You know, like talking about the weekend's games. It was good. It worked really well. Obviously, nice to have a professional back now. But George, I think, might have a future in the presenting game.
That's true. Chris, by the way, very unprofessional this morning, held up by late to do the show because of a couple of swans on the flyover.
Yes. Yeah.
Still sounds like a lie.
I wish it was. 2 hours of my life, I'm never getting back.
Okay, so we've got some great games to talk about this week. The main one being Leipzig, Dortmund on Saturday, and we will get to that first of all. If you want to follow the guys on Twitter as well, the best way is at Because We Win. Let's quickly touch upon last week. Chris, it wasn't your week last week. George, it was. Do you want to have a quick reflection on that, starting with you, Chris, perhaps? What sort of went on here?
Oh, well, it didn't. I mean, all of the picks when we were speaking about them last week were kind of making sense on unders, and then suddenly there was just goals. I mean, Leverkusen, Freiburg, 3-2 to Freiburg. Leverkusen have been really struggling to score. Wolfsburg, Cologne, similar, really struggling to score, both teams again, 4-2.
And then Frankfurt tonked Leipzig.
And then Frankfurt again came to life, didn't they? Finally came to life.
4-0.
Yeah. So, I mean, they made sense on looking at what had been happening, but they all came to life. But I'm really pleased with George because he's been waiting a while, so it's really good.
What do you think, George?
Yeah. Yeah, well, finally, a bit of luck was on my side. It went in my favour for a change. I actually went to City Villa game last weekend. So I was checking it just outside the ground before kickoff. It was an awkward one, though, because I went with my mate who's a Villa fan. So I had to pretend to be a Villa fan for the day. It was tough. But yeah, so I looked at half time and, for example, Stuttgart versus Schalke, I thought there'd be unders there. And I saw it was 1-1 at half time. And I was like, here we go again. But no, it finished 1-1. So that was quite good at plus 114. Very happy with that one. Yeah, Bochum versus Werder. Went with the Bremen 2+ goals. And again, very fortunate, but it landed at plus 104. They won 2-0. That was thanks to 2 second half goals from Niklas Füllkrug, and that included a 92nd minute penalty. So we take those. Yeah. And then, Augsburg-Hertha, another unders game for me. It was relatively comfortable in the end with that one. 1-0 up until the 93rd minute when Hertha made it 2-0. But obviously we saw the under 3 goals. So yeah, clean sweep for myself. So hopefully we can kick on from here.
Yeah, so the guy's down minus 14.93 units, but we're up on last week. So let's keep that trend going. And we'll start with the standout fixture of the weekend, which is the 3:30 local time game between RB Leipzig and Borussia Dortmund. About an hour before we started recording, or a couple of hours before we started recording, RB Leipzig sacked their manager, their head coach, Domenico Tedesco, the man who guided them to their first major piece of silverware last season, the DFB Pokal, the German Cup, beaten 4-1 at home by Dinamo Zagreb. By Shakhtar Donetsk, I should say, in a humiliating Champions League defeat. 1 win from 5 league games. It's been such a poor start. And despite Tedesco's good work last season, they've had to make a change. They've signed Timo Werner. They haven't got it going yet. And they take on a Borussia Dortmund team that won 3-0 last night in the Champions League against Copenhagen and beat Hoffenheim last Friday. And George, this is pick number one for you.
It is indeed, yeah. But mentioning Tedesco, you know, there's only so long that you can kind of live off past glories, as it were. But I also think some of the players need to take a look at themselves, because I don't think they've helped the situation either. I don't think you can put all of the blame at Tedesco's door. But yeah, so for this one, for me, for my pick here, it kind of just makes me want to get even more on, if I'm honest. Dortmund win was priced up at +175. And I think I know obviously they've both been in midweek action, but I just think Dortmund can take advantage of the situation. I think I'm right in saying that they've not released anything to say who the new management or the backroom team is going to be as of yet.
I think so.
So we don't know who that is just right now. But if you just look at the game as a whole of itself, I mean, Leipzig have got the better of Dortmund in the recent matches. They have won both of the last two. Dortmund did win the four prior to that, but I don't think you can read too much into that. You look at the current forms of these two sides and the situations they find themselves in, and you have to give the edge to Dortmund. You know, as you said previously, Leipzig were thumped 4-0 away to Eintracht last time out, and they're going to want that response. But the issue is they're conceding so many goals, 14 in their seven matches across all comps so far. Whereas Dortmund, they've got off to that flying start. You know, they've won four of their opening five and only lost that freak match against Werder Bremen when they conceded twice in obviously added time. But Dortmund, they've also kept the most clean sheets so far this season. I think that's thanks to the defensive nous of Schlotterbeck and Hummels. They've been exceptional for me, and I think Schlotterbeck's fitted in very well. I avoided using the pun there. Schlotter has slotted in very well, but I had to avoid that one. But no, I think it's both will be without some key players. I think Leipzig, they're still without Yusuf Poulsen. But now key man Dani Olmo, I think he's set for a spell on the sidelines as well.
Yeah, knee injury.
Ruptured ligament, yeah. Whereas Dortmund, I don't know what it is with Dortmund and injuries. You know, Adeyemi had a very solid record prior to going there, but he's out with a foot injury now. They're also without Mahmoud Dahoud. But yeah, both sides in Champions League action yesterday. So, but they were both playing at home, so there's no long travels to worry about. I've not got too much fear about much fatigue. But for me, I just think, combined with the fact Tedesco's now left, they've shown vulnerabilities at the back anyway. I just think, based on the prices alone, Borussia Dortmund a good value to go there and get the win and take advantage of the situation. At +175 on a Dortmund win, you don't see that often. And for me, I think that's where the value is. So, yeah, my first main pick is for Borussia Dortmund to take 3 points here.
Yeah, it's an excellent price. And you look, Edin Terzic has won all three games against Leipzig as a coach. And, you know, he's still very young in his coaching career. But, I mean, that's a pretty good record already. I've got to lean on this one. I looked at this one and I couldn't quite make my mind up because of both of them playing in the Champions League. And obviously the new manager maybe bounce that Leipzig might get. So I wanted to leave the result astray, but I just thought both teams have scored no in the last two games for Leipzig. Both teams have scored no in the last two games for Dortmund. They've won 1-0 in the last two games, Dortmund. And I had a look at both teams to score no at +155, which I thought might be quite a decent price.
Yeah, I think there might be something in that. If someone just goes in, makes them a bit more solid at the back for the game with Dortmund, and then they hit on the counter-attack with Werner and that they could nick a win. Interesting one. I like the pick, though, George. That does seem like a kind price, doesn't it, for Borussia Dortmund? Okay, let's go to Chris's first pick. And it is George's old pals, Bayer Leverkusen. And they're away at Hertha Berlin. Chris, what you got?
Yeah, I mean, Leverkusen, obviously, not started well. Only won one of the five games so far. Lost the other four. Did pick up a really good 3-0 win a couple of weeks ago. But when you look at it, you know, they've really been struggling for form. Callum Hudson-Odoi came on, made an immediate impact last week when he came on, created the goal. But looking at them, they're not looking overconfident. They don't look like they've got lots of goals in them at the moment and playing the sort of football that you'd expect from them. Obviously, Champions League football this week as well means that they might be coming back a little bit tired from that. Not the biggest of squads. And I just think that both teams to score no in two of their last three Bundesliga games. Hertha, both teams to score no in the last three games. Under 2.5 in the last four for Hertha. It just looks to me as though there's not going to be many goals in this game, but it could be quite tight. Under 2.5 in three of the last four at home for Hertha. Over 2.5 for Leverkusen, but that's generally been them, the other team scoring goals. And it just looks to me, both teams to score no in four of the last six meetings between these two. Leverkusen have only won one of the last six meetings, so you can't expect them to go there and win. And Hertha are solid, but pretty dull to watch at the moment, Hertha. So for me, I've gone for Hertha Leverkusen under 2.5 at +143, which I think is pretty decent value.
Yeah, Hertha have scored 4 goals and Leverkusen have scored 6 so far. It's not many, is it, George?
No,
it's not at all. And I wouldn't be put off that pick whatsoever. I mean, I'm just leaving Leverkusen alone at the moment, I think, until we get a bit further in. Once bitten, twice shy, as they say. But
five times bitten, wasn't it?
Yeah, about that. Yeah. But but no, I mean, with Leverkusen, though, I do think some of their performances, they've warranted some better results. I mean, I think they're a little bit better than their form of 4 losses and 1 win would suggest. But as you know, you just previously mentioned, they lost 3-2 at home to Freiburg last time out. But Hertha Berlin are struggling. You know, Hertha concedes so many chances. And I do think Bayer Leverkusen are rightly favourites, but they were priced up at +113 in this exact fixture last season and drew 1-1. And Hertha have regressed, admittedly, since then. But Leverkusen just aren't at that same level, I don't think. So I'm not sure they should be -117 to get the win at all. If anything, I think those prices should be reversed. They should have been that price last season and this price this season. So there's just no value on Leverkusen for me whatsoever. So I think for me, it was just a leave this one well alone, purely based on the prices.
Just the prices. Okay, let's go to Bayern next. Bayern against Stuttgart. One of the big games of the weekend, of course. And George, this is your second pick, mate. What have you seen?
Yeah, I was very surprised on this one. Usually I tend to leave the big teams alone just purely because there's no value there. The prices are usually hammered down. But I saw the price of Bayern Munich to win 2-0 at +123. And, you know, Bayern have conceded an average of just 6.5 shots per game at home so far. It's a very small sample size, I know. But, I mean, Bayern, they do play, obviously,
That seems a good price, doesn't it? Stuttgart have scored 4 goals and lost Sasha Kalajic to Wolves.
I mean, and it's trying to find those sort of prices that you think are a little bit wrong. And I think that's wrong, personally. You know, I know they play against Inter Milan, and despite the quick turnarounds, I believe for once, actually, value is on Bayern Munich. They were held to that 1-0 draw away at Union last time out, and it's rare they drop points twice in a row. You know, obviously, that game against Union was big. And as we mentioned last week, perfect time for Union to play Bayern in a good vein of form. But Stuttgart are nowhere near that level. And as expected with Bayern, they've comfortably outplayed each opposition they've faced and have created the better chances. And as you mentioned, Stuttgart have scored just 4 goals so far. That's the joint second lowest, and they've got the third lowest average possession. Quite simply, I'm not even sure that Stuttgart will see enough of the ball to create many chances. And so, yeah, the +123 on the hosts to win 2-0, I thought was really good value. So, yeah, for once, I'm actually going to include Bayern Munich in one of my main picks this weekend.
Yeah, I can't disagree. I mean, I looked at immediately. My thoughts were buy and win, and overs on goals. But you had to go over 4.5 to get anywhere near any value for that. And it was just the odds weren't great enough for that. And for me, I think it's a good check. If you've done well to find that price. I didn't look at the win to nil at all. And I mean, if it is that price, I mean, it is fantastic value because you have to think that Bayern are certainly going to win the game.
I had to double check it. I was like, is that I am reading this right? And I saw the +123, and there it was. You know, Bayern win to nil at +123. You can't not include it at that price.
Okay, so George has spotted a good one there. It would appear Stuttgart did draw at a Bayern last season, but the back end of the campaign, Sasha Kalajic on the score sheet, and as we mentioned, no longer at the football club, and Bayern having a bit of an issue converting their chances. They've had more than 50 shots in the last 2 league games, scored just a couple of goals. Okay, Chris Pick. Number 2, and I think we're headed to Sunday briefly, and we're going to talk about the teams involved in Europa League and Europa Conference League action. Chris, that hasn't put you off that these teams are involved on Thursday. We've got Köln against Union Berlin, which is a great game for Bundesliga and German football traditionalists.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, Union are in fantastic form at the moment. Currently 4th in the table, really good draw last week against Bayern Munich, you know, and they're a really good side. They smashed Schalke 6-1 away in their last away fixture. And I just think they're in fantastic form. They've got a home game in Europe against another Union, which is unusual. They've done well to find two Unions, but there you go. And a game against the Belgian Union Saint-Gilloise, which I think they should probably win. And obviously no travelling. I don't think it's really going to affect them when it comes to Sunday. They're unbeaten in their last 12 Bundesliga games, 1-9 and drawn 3 of those over the 2 seasons. Over 2.5 in the last 3 Bundesliga games. They've won 4 of their last 5 away games. They've won 5 of 6 meetings against Cologne, and 2 of 3 away. And I just feel that they're really good value to win this game at plus 170, which I thought was fantastic. Okay, with a team that's absolutely on fire at the moment in excellent form.
Yeah, I couldn't disagree with that whatsoever. Yeah. For me, I'm quite looking forward to this one. Only Bayern Munich actually conceding fewer goals per game than Union. And as we mentioned, they got that 1-1 draw against them. And yeah, Union, I've just been so impressed with them this season so far. I really have. And I think they'll be confident here, but I don't see it being straightforward. I think Köln will cause them a few problems. Union, they are unbeaten so far this campaign, but a draw wouldn't be a surprise for me. I really think this could be a lot tighter than people were maybe expecting. And I just think both sides defensively, I might obviously Union, just I've mentioned it time and time again, I love how well they defend. But I couldn't find anything of value for me. So I think I'll just watch what could potentially be a good display of defensive prowess, and I'll just sit back and enjoy this one.
It's worth noting as well that Köln go to Nice, don't they? In European competition, they're bringing thousands of fans, from what I understand, to the French Riviera. And I think that will be an emotionally charged game with travel on the Thursday evening. I think it might drain them more than Union Berlin, as you mentioned, Chris, for them playing playing at home. Okay, let's stick with Chris, actually, and Sunday picks involving European teams. Let's talk about the team that are actually top of the Bundesliga at this moment in time, and that is Freiburg. And they take on Borussia Mönchengladbach. Gladbach going great guns as well on the whole in the Bundesliga. Currently, where are they in the table? Ninth. They have slipped a little bit, actually, aren't they, after their good start? Although that draw at Bayern was notable before their home defeat to Mainz last weekend. What have you got, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone's a little bit surprised that Freiburg are obviously top of the table at the moment, but Christian Streich's done a fantastic job there for a number of years. He really has. But as you say, they've got Europe this week. Gladbach coming off a defeat last week, but they were down to 10 men for a long period in that game.
Yeah.
Which made it very difficult for them. And they did have a number of chances, which they probably could have got something out of the game. So I think they're probably in better form than the position in the table shows at the moment, Gladbach, and they're just starting to get back into it. But when you look at this game, Freiburg have won 4 of the last 5 Bundesliga games. Both teams to score no in 2 of the last 3. Both teams to score no in 2 of the last 3 for Gladbach. Under 2.5 for both of them. Gladbach in the last 3 games. Freiburg in 2 of the last 3 games. I don't see there being too many goals in this game. I really don't. I think Freiburg, not used to being in Europe particularly, might just find there's a little bit of fatigue with that. They've only won 1 of the last 4 at home, lost 2 of those. And for me, although there's been goals, I really think this might be a game where it's going to be quite tight. Both sides won't want to lose the game. Gladbach have drawn the last 4 away. I did look at the draw, and the draw is something like plus 270, which sounds really good, but I just wasn't sure enough to go for that. But for me, under 2.5 goals at plus 135 look decent value.
Yeah, I didn't have anything on this game, but I wouldn't be swayed past that either. I think it's going to be a very, very tight match. As you said, Gladbach have drawn their last 4 away. I think I'm right in saying they're on an unbeaten run of 7 away matches in all the competitions. Yeah. And we know how difficult Freiburg are to beat. So I just think these two could quite easily cancel each other out. So I wouldn't want to... The thing is, with Freiburg, it's very difficult. You think it'll be unders, and then they'll go and do what they did. Obviously, last time out, went 3-2. But this game does set up for unders for me, so I wouldn't be put off that at all. And I have to agree with Chris on that one.
Yeah, Gladbach not in Europe this season. Freiburg face Karabakh at home on Thursday. They go to Olympiakos in the week. And of course, we have this unprecedented schedule, 6 Champions League Europa League match weeks to be played out in 9 weeks ahead of the World Cup. They've got to get it done by early November, normally done by early December, and it will affect all these teams in some way. We just don't know how yet. One more pit to go. It's one of George's. Chris has got a thought on it as well. Schalke versus Bochum. This will be rocking, actually. The Saturday late kickoff in Germany, 6:30 p.m. local time in Gelsenkirchen. What's your thinking here, George?
Well, for me, I just want to take every opportunity to oppose Bochum. They've lost every single game so far. Haven't managed to score in their last 3. In fact, the Bochum chief, Hans-Peter Willis, he's said that, you know, Thomas Reis will stay on as coach until further notice, despite the fact they've had such a terrible start to the season.
Further notice is not a good thing to hear, is it?
If you're manager. But I think a lot has been made about, obviously, his position. So to kind of allay any of that, he's obviously come out and said that, because a lot of people are calling for that change. It's not surprising. They're conceding an average of 3 goals per game so far this term. They concede a ridiculous amount of chances. And although Schalke, to be fair, have been anything but prolific, I'd want to lean towards them to get the win here. Schalke have faced Union Berlin and Gladbach at home so far, 2 tough matches, but they have at least scored in both of those. And for me, I just think they should be able to get past this Bochum side. I know, obviously, Chris mentioned off air, sort of like, oh, but you know, they played much better. They've nearly scored. They've had a few good chances, but they haven't. they haven't. And whilst I'll happily sit here next week and say, no, Chris, you're right, Bochum got on the score sheet, I think we could be seeing a similar tale. And I just want to be on the side of Schalke. And at -110 for them to get the win at home, when they've already played some tough opponents and managed to find a way past them on home soil this season, I think they should find things a little bit easier against this Bochum outfit. And yeah, for me, I'd want to be on Schalke. So at -110, that'd be my third and final main pick.
Yeah, I know. I can't disagree with George with his logic. His logic makes complete sense. Absolutely. I had a lean on this one. I looked at it. Schalke, as you say, haven't had a win yet. And for me,
yeah,
as you say, struggling to score goals, not scoring too many goals. And I just felt that Bochum, a positive performance last week, didn't quite get the result. They could have scored a few goals. As George mentioned, we had a little chat beforehand. and for me, it's going to give them a little bit of confidence going into this game that they might get something out of it. But for me, under 2.5 goals at +115, I thought was quite a good price. I think I could see Schalke maybe winning it, but I don't see them scoring 3 or 4 goals. I think it, under 2.5 for me was the way I was going to go. That's my lean anyway.
Yeah, they've only scored 8 goals between them in their 10 accumulated Bundesliga games so far, Schalke and Bochum. And as Chris mentioned there, neither side has won a game yet in the German top flight. But I wonder if the atmosphere will be enough to drive Schalke on to a big victory on Saturday evening. Okay, boys, of your picks, it is time to get your favourite of the lot. While you get those ready, a reminder to you listening, wherever you might be listening, to get more tips and thoughts from Chris, George and all of the experts on our BetRivers shows, follow on Twitter at Because We Win. So of your 3 picks, I want your favourite. George, you first.
Well, it's between the Schalke and Bayern one for me, but just purely based on that price alone, it's got to be Bayern winning to nil against Stuttgart. I think that it has to be that one. So, I'll go with that.
Yeah, mine is going to be Union to win at Cologne at +170. I think they'll find a way. There might be goals, but they'll find a way to win.
Okay, George, your price, it was +123, wasn't it, or something?
It was.
+123. Okay, boys, great work. And I'll see you both next Wednesday. A reminder that this show is recorded before some of the German teams have been involved in their European action. That is it for now. Of course, all prices are available at the BetRivers website. Goodbye from Chris, George and myself. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Bundesliga on the BetRivers Network.